taking a second look at the spending bill in Washington. With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. It turns out the omnibus spending bill in Washington, D.C. had some pretty decent provisions in it for ranchers as well as farmers. Allison Cook with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association explains one of the big provisions had to do with the ELD delay for livestock haulers across the country.
We were able to get another 6-month delay for our livestock haulers, which takes us to September 30th. The language did start out as a 1-year delay, but because we're halfway through the fiscal year, our haulers will be exempted from ELDs until September 30th.
And Cook also says there are two other items that really made the NCBA happy.
The second big item is certainly CERCLA. Now our producers will not have to report low emissions under CERCLA. We were certainly happy to get that win. That was a prime example of overregulation at its finest. And so our team did a really good job getting that in the omnibus. And then the third item is the Section 199 tax issue that was fixed by many groups in D.C. that were pushing that item. And that's definitely a win for our producers.
And there were other ag-friendly items in the bill, which includes dairy labeling requirements and a grain glitch fix, which essentially does away with the deduction advantage given to co-ops under the Tax Cuts and Job Act. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to the Ag Information Network of the West at aginfo.net.